For spring break, and if you like landmarks, history, and stuff, you'll have to cross the Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island off your list. They're shut down. The reason? Last year's Superstorm Sandy. It was 820 miles wide, and it blasted the U.S. East Coast with wind, rain, and snow in October. The Statue of Liberty normally stands on Liberty Island. After the storm, it was practically waiting there. 75% of the island was underwater. There was no damage to the 126-year-old iron frame statue itself, but its electrical system was destroyed, and so were the docks where you'd walk on the Liberty Island. Ken Salazar, the U.S. Secretary of the Interior, says the statue will reopen on July 4th. He hasn't said when Ellis Island will reopen. Its main building was severely damaged, its basement flooded, some of its exhibits soaked. It was hit so hard structurally that officials haven't set a date on its reopening. So those two spots are off the list, but we know some of you are probably getting ready to hit the road for spring break. We talked with Marnie Hunter, a travel producer with CNN.com, about some safety tips if you're just heading to the beach or to another country.
Advice for spring break travelers is pretty much the same for any kind of traveler. You need to be aware of your surroundings and the people around you. Make sure that people know where you're going and when you expect to be back. You want to pack light and not leave your bags unattended. When you're out on the beach swimming, be sure to take somebody with you and be using sunscreen and staying hydrated. It's important to remember for cruises that, you know, while it's a contained area, it's the size of a small city. So you really need to still be aware of your surroundings, pay attention to the safety drills at the beginning of each cruise, and to know where you might need to meet in the event of an emergency and how to get there on your own. When you're traveling abroad, it's important to remember that the rules and the laws can be a little bit different. Something that will get you in trouble at home is likely to get you in trouble away from home as well. Review any kind of health cautions, like should you drink the water? Are there any food restrictions? And to consult the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on vaccinations or other precautions that you might want to take before you leave. Try to learn some key phrases in the local language so that if you get into trouble and need medical or police help, you'll be able to communicate that to the locals. Keep your money and your passport, important documents, in the hotel safe, but when you are carrying them, keep them close to your body, in a money belt or in an interior pocket or a bag with a shoulder strap that goes across your body. These are just a few ways to stay safe so that you can still have a great trip.
Teenagers get a bad rap when it comes to texting and driving. Adults may be worse. The telecommunications company AT&T took a survey recently and found that while 43% of teenagers admit to texting while driving, 49% of adults do on their way to or from work. And consider the number here. There are about 10 million teenage drivers on the road. There are 180 million adults. You've heard so much about the dangers of texting while driving, and the message is getting through. 98% of the commuters that AT&T spoke to said they know it's not safe, but they're doing it anyway. In fact, according to the survey, the number of adult drivers who are has gone up over the past 3 years. What can be done about it? Well, the company that took the survey and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce want businesses to get involved. Many commuters may be trying to catch up on email on the way to the office. Officials want businesses to tell their employees, wait till you're out of the driver's seat, to email, text, or tweet.